Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 170, and this is a set of January rambles, since it is January and it's time to, you know, clear the shelves and play a bit of this and that, which I love to do anyways. This is Hurricane Mike Thompson out of Newmarket in Ontario, that area. Singer-songwriter, roots, country folk, blues, Americana, but he's open-minded about other things as well. This is something called the Holland River Rag, which runs through his town. Gonna have a mix of people, some new releases. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for joining me. My name's Ivan Imke. With you for the next hour. I'll be back in a moment. That is Hurricane Mike Thompson, and that's something called the Holland River Rag, and it's from a CD called Voices from Other Rooms. And I mentioned he plays, actually played everything on that album, except I think there's some percussion that he didn't play, and he's pretty partial to trad blues like that when he's writing his own material. He's got a bunch of recording that he's done and gigging as well. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and some January rambles going to go here and there. Next up, we have a band called Hotcha. They were born in the swamp, raised on the mountain, worked in the mines, play on the porch. Well, that's really only metaphorical, really. They don't actually have a porch, but they're a duo, and they have some other musician friends who come along, Beverly Kreller and Howard Druckmann. They do these rustic rural songs of work and faith and things like that, and they blend old-time Western and bluegrass, early swing, country gospel, all with sort of a vintage vibe. And it's all making the world safe for the kazoo. This is a kind of funny song. I find it funny. You probably don't. And I'm not saying that we should eat foie gras or anything, or that it's a nice way to treat ducks. But I don't know. Something caught my funny bone. Anyway, this is called Foie Gras. It's the dance of the fatted ducks. This is Hotcha.
Gonna gather my ducks and line them all up. Gonna gather my ducks for tonight's up. Gonna gather my ducks, gonna fill my cup. Here's a toast, cause it's foie gras day. Buy some crackers in the morning for my tasty little treat. Buy some crackers in the morning, cause the duck I'm gonna eat. Crackers in the morning, fatty duck is really sweet. Have a taste, cause it's foie gras day.
Foie gras!
I'm gonna fatten up your liver.
Foie gras!
Oh, the taste will make you quiver.
Foie gras!
Sell you sober down the river. Gonna fatten up your liver today.
Foie gras!
I'm gonna fatten up your liver.
Foie gras!
Oh, the taste will make you quiver.
Foie gras!
We sell you sober down the river. Gonna fatten up your liver today. No clock with a duck and there's a right by me. No clock with a dog and no climbing no tree. No clock with a duck, you can call me crazy. Don't give a clock, it's foie gras day.
Foie gras!
I'm gonna fatten up your liver. Oh, the taste will make you quiver.
Foie gras!
Sell you sober down the river. Gonna fatten up your liver today.
Foie gras!
We're gonna fatten up your liver.
Sell
you sold down the river, gonna fatten up your liver today. Got all my ducks lined up in a row. Got all my ducks and they're ready to go. Got all my ducks, fatty livers in tow. Lord love a duck, it's foie gras day. The
c'est bon, temps roulé.
Ah, ah,
oui, mon cher. Oui, oui, c'est si bon, si bon. Foie gras, ça va, ça va. Laisse les bons temps rouler. Ah, oui, mon cher. C'est si bon, si bon. Foie gras, ça va, ça va.
With a duck and there's a rap on me. No clocking with a duck and no climbing no tree. No clocking with a duck, you can call me crazy. Don't give a clock, it's foie gras day.
Foie gras!
Gonna fatten up your liver.
Foie gras!
Oh, the taste will make you quiver.
Foie gras!
Sell you over down the river. Gonna fatten up your liver today.
Foie gras!
Gonna fatten up your liver.
Foie gras!
Oh, the taste will make you quiver.
Foie gras!
Sell you soul down the river. Gonna fatten up your liver today. Got all my ducks lined up in a row. Got all my ducks and they're ready to go. Got all my ducks, fatty livers in tow.
Ah oui, c'est bon, c'est la bonne stuff ça, je l'aime toujours, je l'aime, ça bon. Oh, c'est délicieux.
En revenant de la jolie Rochelle, j'ai rencontré ta jolie demoiselle. C'est voilà mamie que j'aime bien. C'est voilà mamie que j'aime.
J'ai point choisi, mais j'ai pris la plus belle.
J'ai point choisi, mais j'ai pris la plus belle.
J'ai fait monter derrière moi sur ma salle.
C'est voilà mamie que j'aime bien. C'est voilà mamie que j'aime. Sans lieu, sans parler avec elle.
J'ai fui sans lieu, sans parler avec elle.
Au bout sans lieu, elle me mendie à boire. Tiens voilà mamie que j'aime bien. Tiens voilà mamie que j'aime.
Je l'ai menée auprès d'une fontaine.
Je l'ai menée auprès d'une fontaine.
Quand elle fut là, elle ne voulut pas boire.
Tiens voilà mamie que j'aime bien, tiens voilà mamie que j'aime. Je l'ai menée au logis de son père.
Je l'ai menée au logis de son père.
Quand elle fut là, elle buvait à plein verre. Tiens voilà mamie que j'aime bien, tiens voilà mamie que j'aime. Son père et sa mère.
À la santé, celui que son cœur aime.
Tiens, madame, mamie, que j'aime bien. Tiens, madame, mamie, que j'aime. Tiens, madame, mamie, que j'aime bien. Tiens, madame, mamie, que j'aime.
From, they almost came back, Freshwater Trade, a band out of the Peterborough area. They often did material that was, well, Celtic Canadiana. They used traditional Irish and Scottish instruments, but their songs often kind of explored the early events of Canadian history. They were together since, I think they got together about 1995, and they played some great venues like Logging Days at Temagami. That's, you know, that's a gig not everybody gets. Upper Canada Village, Black Creek Village, and lots of Ontario parks and so on. And they especially loved the songs about waterways. That was Mon Revenant de la Jolie Rochelle. And then a tune after that called C'est l'Aviron. Before that, we heard from Hotcha and some production tips on foie gras. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 170, and we're doing some January rambles, so a bit from here and there. Next up, we have a new release. This is from Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards. And Laura Cortese is an American singer, songwriter, fiddler, born in San Francisco. She was educated at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. When she was there, she was actually a co-founder of the Boston Celtic Music Festival. She performs solo quite a bit, along with Tal Rodriguez-Seeger in the Anarchist Orchestra. She's played with bands like Uncle Earl and Band of Horses, and of course with Pete Seeger. And she has about 8 CDs out at the moment, including this latest one that just came out with her band called The Dance Cards. It's an indie folk rock band. There's 4 string players. They all sing. There's this almost hidden heritage of fiddle melodies directly from Appalachia or Scotland in behind that, but it's really pretty much an indie folk rock. It's not a string band, it's not a string quartet, it's not an indie band, but somehow it's all of those at once. This was released just this past year during COVID, and this is something called, the CD itself is called Bitter Better, and this is something called Treat You Better, Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards.
Always will, but I know you get bitter. Bitter like the coffee that you bring to my bed. Come on, treat me better. Come on, treat me better. I woke you up on a Friday night and made me gin and bitter. Trouble lingered in the back of my head. Shouldn't I treat you better? Oh, oh, I should treat you better. Oh, oh, I should treat you better.
New material there from Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards. Something called Treat You Better, and it's from a CD called Bitter Better. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, or maybe Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad that you've joined me. Next up, we have another new release. This is from a guy called Nick Pinn. It's P-Y-N-N, the last name. He's a British musician. He's a composer. He's an avant folk artist. His early interests were in world folk and experimental music. And he made many of the instruments that he still uses. He started his musical career in the mid-80s. He was with a band out of Leon C in the UK. They did soil music, barn dance music. I've never heard of soil music, but I guess it means something. The band was called The Famous Potatoes. The debut solo CD that Nick Pinn put out was not till 1995. It's a collection of autumnal pieces, and he he's done some really interesting CDs. In 2002, which is a palindrome, 2002, it's both forwards and backwards, it's the same, he got together with somebody else, and they co-wrote and co-produced something called Rotator, which is also a palindrome, if you spell it with an O-R at the end. And it's a CD of palindromic songs. I've never seen this CD, so it made me really curious when I was looking this up. So there's somebody who really loves, a theme on an album. Later in the 2000s, 2007 or so, he was in Australia for a while. They did a bunch of sellout shows at the Sydney Opera House. He was with a band called the Lost and Found Orchestra. And that's when Pin was playing things like the musical saw and the bed bass and the bellows organ and the bottle bellows and the metallophone and the traffic cone berimbau and the squonkophone and other instruments like that. Recently, he's been working much more with theatre. And he's worked for the National Theatre, Scottish National Theatre, Manchester's Royal Exchange, and so on. And during COVID, all this stopped because theatre stopped and so on. And so he went back into his studio and he started to do some recording. And this is one of his COVID projects. I don't know what you did during the pandemic, but Nick Pin did a couple of CDs, and this is one. It's a fiddle album. So fiddle was not, he's played the fiddle and he's recorded some stuff, but he decided, let's just focus on that and I'll do a whole album of fiddle music. So we'll hear a couple of Breton tunes, and this is Nick Pin. It's the Brawl X, or Brawl 10, and the Brawl de Bourgogne. Breton Brawls there. It's spelled B-R-A-N-L-E, by the way. And that's Nick Pin from an album, Fiddled Music, that he released during COVID. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a ramble show, which means, and just to let you in on a secret, it means that these are often CDs that I've been listening to off and on, and they're from hither and yon, and they happen to be on a shelf. I just sort of pull things up. Well, it's not exactly a random, but I look at it and I say, hey, I haven't heard that for a long time. And sometimes is new material. And so this next CD, this comes from Frank Turner. And this particular CD, like I have CD players several places in the house. Yes, I still listen to CDs. Okay, yes, I'm old. Yeah, no problem. Go ahead. Don't worry about dissing CDs, because I don't understand you people who listen to soulless MP3s. But anyway, that's a whole other conversation, isn't it? Anyway, at one of the CD stations, I had this CD. It's called Positive Songs for Negative People, Frank Turner. And kept listening to it here and there, and I'd always be doing other things, so I never really listened to it closely. But there's this one song that I would prick up my ears when I heard it. It's called Get Better. And so I'm going to play that for you next. But Frank Turner is an English folk singer-songwriter. He began his career as a vocalist with a post-hardcore band called Million Dead. And then he ended up going acoustic back in 2005, something like that. He's released about 7-ish solo albums and some other items as well. And he comes from an interesting background. He comes from a family of a tradition of peers on both sides. And they were merchant bankers. But his politics, I mean, he went to Eton with Prince Harry, for heaven's sake. Anyway, his politics certainly varies from that tradition, you know, fortunately. He describes himself as a classical liberal in the original sense of the word, and his views align with that of classical. He at London School of Economics, I think he read political science or economics or one of those things. But he's been quite active in a variety of campaigns, the Assisted Dying campaign in the UK, Dignity in Dying. He's part of Humanists UK, or the British Humanist Association. And he's always writing these interesting songs of hope for these rather uncertain days. So this is one of those that, you know, I kind of stood up and took notice and sang along with. This is Frank Turner from Positive Songs for Negative People. This is Get Better.
I got me a shovel and I'm digging a ditch and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future. I'm not stuck on the past. I've got no new tricks. Yeah, I'm a punk prince, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. She took a playback mark and started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better because we're not dead yet. They threw me a whirlwind and I spat back the sea. I took a battering, but I've got thicker skin and the best people I know are looking out for me. So I'm taking the high road. My engine's running high. Stuck in your head, you could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your sums. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a simple brow missing from the past in your mess. A reminder you could always be a little bit better than that. So try and get better and don't ever accept less. Take a plain breath.
Phew, that's Frank Turner, something called Get Better. We can get better because we're not dead yet. A song of hope for these days and any days. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 170. We do occasionally try to play songs of hope, you know. Well, most of the time. Anyway, next up we have another new release for us here at Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is Manhu, M-A-N-H-U is the name of the band. And they play music, it's Yi music, Y-I. So this is a band from China. And they're from the Sani region of China, which is S-A-N-I. It's from, it's in the province of Yunnan. And it's a region that there's a geographical feature called the Stone Forest, and they're cut off in that area. So they developed sort of their own unique music and culture. And the five members of Manhu grew up together in the villages surrounding the Stone Forest region, and they were steeped in traditional Sani music as well as influenced by modern rock music. So in a way, they represent a unique turning point. It's the last generation of the Sani to genuinely have a foot in both the old world and the new world. And the Sani are about 9 million people, something like that, over 40 different distinct cultural groups in remote China. In 2017 and 2018, Manhu spent a number of weeks in the United States each year on cultural exchange tours. And on one of these tours, they met up with a U.S. old-time dance group called Jenny and the Hog Drovers. And they learned this tune. It's a dance tune called 5 Miles of Elm Wood. And so they went home and they wrote their own lyrics to it, and they're playing it in their own kind of unique style. So the album is called, the CD is called Voices of the Sani. It was released last year, and it rose to number 8 on the European world music charts. It's the only band from China to have ever done that well on the world music charts. So this is slightly different music, but remember, this comes from an Appalachian kind of root, but they're melding it in with their traditions. This is Manhu and something they call Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah.
band out of China, and their name is called Manhu. It's M-A-N-H-U. A recent release, it's called Voices of the Sunny. It's from rural, remote China, and they're playing an Appalachian song there, but they call it Brothers and Sisters. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a show that you can hear anytime if you just go to rbbmusic.ca. And all of the old shows are there, and it takes me usually the same day or a couple days later anyway, after it maybe is on the radio if you happen to hear it then. But nevertheless, check weekly, and there's a new show there every week. Knock on wood here. Yes, I'm knocking on wood. Next up, we have some music from the Mediterranean. We go from China to the Mediterranean. This is a couple of guys, Livio Guardi and Wilson Montuori, and they had a CD called Diomede. They've done a number of CDs. There's a couple, and they have very deep roots in the Mediterranean, Tuscany, and they have been together for, well, they played together for a decade and a little bit more, even though they live in different parts of the world at the moment. The repertoire includes songs in English and Italian. They play instrumental pieces that they draw from the Mediterranean or that they write sometimes. They use influences like blues and old-time jazz, Latin, Irish music, and so on. Livio was born in Florence in Italy. He was the founder of the Celtic group Dagda, and there for a time they were backing up people like Bob Geldof and the Chieftains and so on. He lives and teaches in Florence. Wilson began playing guitar in Barcelona, Spain, or Barcelona as they say it there, when he was quite young. He, though, has roots in Florence. That's his native city. Moved back there, played with a number of bands. Presently, he lives in New York City, where he performs and teaches. And so this is a CD they put together called Diomede, and this is something called Café du Portofino. And in some ways, you could think this is if you have a couple of really fancy pickers from a variety of different cultures who get together, you know, the gypsy jazz kind of sound, as well as the finger picking style of America, and they put it together and they create this. Thank you.
some fresh fish for to buy. But the wedding class followed after her, and they kissed her by and by. With my tiddy right fall the diddle-di-do, with my tiddy right fall the diddle-dan. Oh, how can I get your chamber lover? How can I get your bed? When your daddy goes to bed that night with the key line under his head. With my tiddy right fall the diddle-di-do, my tiddy right fall the diddle-dan. Oh, go and get the ladder, love, with 30 steps and 3, and put it to the chimney top and come down in a green to me. With my tiddy right for the diddle dan, oh, my tiddy right for the diddle dan. The diddle dan, no peace nor ease till the alewife get, with dreams running through her head. I lay me life, said the gay old wife, as a boy in me daughter's bed. My diddy right for the diddle dan, no, my diddy right for the diddle dan. Then up the stairs the owl man crept, and into the room did steal. Silence reigned where the daughter slept, and the ever twinkled rail. My diddy right for the diddle dan, no, my diddy right for the diddle dan. My curse attend you, father, what brought you up so soon, to put me through my evening prayers, and I just lying down. My diddy right for the diddle dan, oh, my diddy right for the diddle dan. He went back to his gay old wife, he went back to she. She has the prayer book in her hand, and she's praying for you and me. My diddy right for the diddle dan, oh, my diddy right for the diddle dan.
Classic sounds. They're 45 plus years old now. That was the Bothy Band and something called Pretty Peg and Craig's Pipes. They were an Irish traditional band active during the mid-1970s. They gained a reputation as one of the most influential bands playing Irish traditional music at that time, and all of the members went on to other things as well. Formed in 1975 by bouzouki player Donal Lunny after he left Planxty. He invited some great folks, Paddy Keenan on the pipes, flute and whistle player Matt Malloy, who I went on to the Chieftains later, Paddy Glacken, who was on fiddle, accordion player Tony McMahon, and brother and sister duo who joined them as well. They used to be a band called Scara Bray, Michael O'Domnell and Triona Nidomnell. And they released their first album in 75, their second one in 76, third in 77. You just kind of see the pattern here. The only other album I think they released was in 1979, around the time that they split up and went on to other things. And that was a live album. album. Anyway, that's a wonderful piece of music there. Before that, you heard from, it sounded like Chet Atkins and Django Reinhardt playing together. That was Livio Guardi and Wilson Montuori. Café de Portofino. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And next up, we have a couple of tracks, actually, from Claire Lynch. I've talked about her before. She's an American bluegrass musician, singer, songwriter, producer. She's won the International Bluegrass Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year honors 3 times, I think. She was in a band called Hickory Wind. Anyway, she started her own band in 2005. And one of the things she's always been interested in is the Canadian song traditions. And so she released this CD in 2016. And it's a tribute to 10 different Canadian songwriters. Actually, she now lives here in Canada. So I thought, what the heck? I'll play 2 songs off of this CD. It's called North by South. It was produced by Allison Brown on Compass Records. Had some great players on it, like Jerry Douglas and Stuart Duncan, Billy Fleck, and so on. So we'll hear, first of all, Kingdom Come, which is a song, a David Francie song, and then we'll hear All the Diamonds, a Bruce Coburn song. This is Claire Lynch.
I rode a long way on a one-trick pony. I broke faces that were cold and stony. And in the evening when the night meets the gloaming, like a pigeon, my heart goes home in. I have been subject to change, not what I'd rearrange. I never flocked with lots of fancy feathers. I met all my friends in unfair weather.
Ground in a harbor town. the taste for being free. Thank God he sent some gold chase ship to carry me to sea. Silver scales flash bright and fade in reeds along the shore, like a pearl in a sea of liquid jade. His ship hung shining like a crystal swan in a sky.
Tracks there from Claire Lynch and from her CD called North by South, where she does a number of Canadian singers, songwriters, musicians. That track was from Bruce Coburn and All the Diamonds, and before that we heard The Kingdom Come. Yes, there's my notes. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening a variety of places, either Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly you could be listening at Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, or at Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up we have, this is an accordion player from Denmark. He's been playing for more than 50 years, the last three decades at least, as a full-time professional musician, composer, arranger, storyteller, teacher, and all that. He's been in lots of bands, the names of which I cannot pronounce, so not that that ever stopped me before. But anyway, he's also been a lecturer at the Funen Music Conservatory, the folk music department, for many years. He sort of translates traditional Danish music to the accordion. Here's a piece from one of his releases, and it's called Regish, which sort of raised my attention anyways. And it is indeed, yes, it sort of sounds like traditional accordion for a while, and then he adds in a bit of reggae styling, shall we say. This is Carl Erik Lundgaard Jensen. The
was the captain of the Nightingale. 21 days from Clydenclough, he could smell flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. Just 5 short hours from Bermuda, in a fine October gale, there came a cry, oh, there be breakers dead ahead from the Collier Nightingale. No sooner had the captain brought her round, came a rending crash below, hard on her beam, hands groaning went the Nightingale, and overside her mainmast blowed. Oh, captain, are we all for drowning? Came a cry from all the crew, the boats be smashed, how are we all to be saved? They are stove in through and through. How are you brave and hardy, call your men, or are you blind and cannot see? The captain's gig still lies before ye, whole and sound, it shook Terry all of we. He was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydenclough. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. When the crew were all assembled and the gig prepared for sea, was seen there were but 8 places to be manned, 19 mortal souls were we. But cries the captain, now do not delay, nor do you spare a thought for me. My duty is to save you all now, if I can see, return quick as can be. He was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydenclough. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. There be flowers in Bermuda, beauty lies on every hand, and there be laughter, ease, and drink for every man. But there is no joy for me, for when we reached the wretched Nightingale, what an awful sight was plain. The captain drowned, was tangled in the mizzen chains, smiling bravely beneath the sea. He was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydenclough. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. Was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydenclough. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. He was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydenclough. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal.
And that is a band called Poor Angus, and that's from their CD called Prime Cuts, something called The Flowers of Bermuda, a great old Stan Rogers song there. Poor Angus is a Highland-influenced quintet. They evolved out of the Hamilton Irish Pub Sessions. Great four-part harmonies there and some great instrumentals, formed in around 2005. Before that, we heard from Carl Erik Lundgaard Jensen and a little bit of Danish reggae accordion music. We have time for one more track here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm glad you've joined me today. This is Les Yeux Noirs. It's a French band. They combine elements of jazz, manouche, and other Romani music, and Yiddish and klezmer music, and so on. They were founded by two brothers, Eric and Olivier Slabiak. They both play violin, and their albums have a wide variety of kinds of music on them. Their name is from a 19th century tune generally described as a Russian gypsy song, although that's inaccurate, but Django Reinhardt made it into a hit. Les Yeux Noirs have about 7 releases out, and their sound kind of ignores the divisions of political maps, kind of sneaks past borders, you know? They did their last concerts in 2017. This is from their CD called Chorba. This is the title track, Chorba. Thanks for joining me today, and hope you join me again sometime. I hope you have a great week. Do take care of each other, and happy trails. Move the furniture away and dance.